VHM monitoring.
We're NAP Mobile. Good morning, sir.
This fine day. Up early. Georgia from Hartwell. Gotta go do a little job down there at Georgia State University for a couple of days.
Be back and forth, you gonna stay down there?
It's just a 2-day tech support event for the college. They're getting ready to swap out one of their main systems. And I work at the University of Georgia, and we went through it recently, so we're going to go down and give them some pointers for a couple of days and help them get ready.
Have a little bit of a heads up on anything you do.
If you always can get some pointers, you can make it easier on yourself, that's for sure.
I've hit every corner there is so far as throwing these newspapers. I think I got it just about like I want it. It only took me 14 years.
Not too bad. A lot of experience behind that.
Experience of about 260,000 miles or so, because my truck just turned 290,000.
Quite a few miles. If you've been running the same route, you ought to know it like the back of your hand.
I know it better than I do.
I drive from Hartwell to Athens every day. My car knows all the curves, all the bumps. It could almost drive itself, I believe, after 15 years.
I would not take a brand new truck over this little old Nissan Frontier I got. This has been the best truck I've ever had.
Good vehicle. And I'm not sure the ones they make today are made to last for 300,000 miles. They seem to wear out a lot sooner these days. It costs a whole lot more.
We on that. The secret to keeping the Nissan engine going is the trigger oil change. Now, I did have to put cam sensors on it, but that's nothing.
You've had to do to it for 290,000 miles, and you've definitely had a good one. I've got a 95 Toyota 4Runner I used to go camping, and it's got right at 200,000 on it, and it's still running strong.
Bought a 59 Chevrolet pickup, brand new, 1960. He retired in 73. I helped him rebuild the engine. It had over 500,000 miles on it. We went one size over on rings and inserts, and when we finally had to make him stop driving, he'd done put another 200,000 on it.
Miles. A lot of miles, for sure. Sounds like it was a good truck as well.
Got it now. Got to try and find a V-pulley for it. There's two different kinds, and it's got the one that's hard to find.
These, you can just about find anything you want on the internet. It's just a, I know I had to order a little electronic box that controls the windows going up and down, and I found one in Maine and had it shipped in. Didn't give it $25 for it, and had a little body shop here in Hartwell, Wheel Heights Body Shop. He charged me $20 to put it in, so I got up pretty lucky on that, considering Toyota wanted nearly $500 for it. New old stock, they called it.
Guide you any way they can.
If you got a little time and patience, you can usually find what you're looking for and find somebody to help you put it in. dealership say they're out to get you.
The mechanic do people the way a lot of them do.
Sometimes they go buy a book. It says if it takes 2 hours, that's what they charge you. If they do it 15 minutes, so I had never figured that part out. They, seems to me like they would just charge you what it actually is. I guess sometimes it may come out better, but most of the time it seems like they're charging you a whole lot more than it's worth and doing it a whole lot faster than the book tells them. But that's what you get for following the book.
That's what you say. My father-in-law was a mechanic, and he would look in the book, and just for reference, say it took an hour, and they charged $50 rate at that time. If it took 15 minutes, well, guess what? He only charged them for 15 minutes.
It ought to be, but a lot of places they'll still charge you that full rate in the book.
Well, they've got a lot of people over the barrel, and they're going to gouge them while they can.
True, sad but true.
Farm down your way yesterday. I know the bottom fell out at my house.
Dark and it rained over in Athens, but here in Hartwell it was dry. So we got one over the weekend, about an inch of rain, but that was it.
It'd be Friday. I tell you, we've had a couple of good storms the last couple of days.
We've had several, and the way they talk on Channel 4, if a tropical storm comes through, looks like we might get some rain Sunday or Monday from it, depending on the exact track. That's what Chris Justice was saying last night.
Here saturated. I found several trees laying across the road up here.
I guess it's been about a month ago after we had so much rain. We had a limb about 12 inches around fall out of a big tree and land in our backyard. So they'll come down in a hurry when it gets wet and the wind blowing.
Well, another tornado to come through here went through here a couple of years ago.
Tornadoes or microbursts, I can do without that.
Heard about it all out in the middle of it, delivering papers, never realized there was a tornado around anywhere. I just thought it was just heavy rain.
This part of the country, they get, that rain wrap in the storm, and unless you're watching the weather or see it on your phone or something, you may never know what's happening.
Things sound like a freight train.
Been in one tornado, and that was back in 1988 when I was in San Antonio, Texas, taking some training in the military, and when Hurricane Gilbert come ashore, it spun off a bunch of tornadoes there in San Antonio, and that was quite an experience. It didn't hit where we were at, but it hit Lackland Air Force Base and did a lot of damage. But we could see it, hear it, watch it go toward that base. It was quite a sight to behold.
Hit out the Cheyenne, Wyoming one year, and the radio went off, and they said there was a tornado headed for the town. I had just left. I knew the sky got real dark and real black, but I tell you what, this old boy right here, I put the car in the wind, and I met a Wyoming state trooper. I figured, well, here comes the ticket. He didn't even slow down and look at me.
Wanted to get out and mess with nothing with a tornado coming. He was probably either heading toward it or headed near it, but he probably didn't have no time for a speeding ticket.
Back, they went through Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and all down through there. He said the wife and the kids are screaming to go back to Texas.
There's, Texas is a big state. You can drive for a whole day and never get from one end to the other, whether you're going north, south, east, or west. I've been out to, on business trips to different spots in Texas, but it's just, it's even hotter out there, so I'll stick around here in Georgia.
I used to pick up a prisoner one year, and I tell you what, that town was something else. And I wanted to go to Shepherd's, so I started to walk, and the guy at the hotel said, we'll get limbo to take you. I said, no, I'll walk. He said, are you sure you want to walk in this neighborhood? I said, no problem to me. I didn't have no problems.
I mean, let's say just being undesirable, most folks will leave you alone if you just mind your own business and walk on. Sometimes they won't, but most time they will. It's just, you got to be, not let fear get a hold of you. That's what a lot of people get. And then they, like I said, they don't want to walk a block to go eat or whatever. If they that scared, I don't know why they even stay there in the first place.
Me, as we went to Gilly's and came back about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the town, it looked like they rolled up the sidewalk. I don't know how it is now.
And then probably 10 or 12 years, but it does have a little bad reputation, but I've never had any problem. I've traveled all over the country and never did run into any problems. I was always just situationally aware of what was going on around me, and I just went on about my business. I guess I could say I was either lucky or blessed, but never had any problems.
For a job out at Houston Police Department years ago, but I couldn't get my wife to move.
I'm going to take the dog back in. I need to get in the house and get ready to head toward Macon. It's been good talking with you this morning. Hope your paper route goes well and return home safely. This is M4WHM, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be clear on your final.
Safe trip, and don't work too hard now. And have fun while you're out. And hopefully catch you down the log later on. This is KM4NAP, Ed on this end, and I'm in the big city of Clemson, 73, my friend.
Have a good day.